Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our work and want to share it with you. We want to share with you what we see going in the stars this week, how it can help you make the most out of your life. And later on, we'll be taking callers and answering personal questions. So if you are interested in, we'll give you the phone number in a few minutes. And you can call in, ask a personal question. We'll answer it in a way that we hope will also be relevant to other people. And be good for it. So let's take that down now to this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Wolf in New York City, welcoming the summer.
Yes, Solstice Eve it is.
Solstice Eve, yep. And Ann Ortley in New York City at my bright red desk. Yeah. After struggling with my computer for a week and getting it to finally work.
Yeah, it's been quite a time. The eclipses, and you said that was because you think the eclipses have been dancing on your chart in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about when the eclipses happened and how other people might be feeling them. I had the eclipse square my sun, and my health was out last week from the sign of Gemini, which rules the lungs, and was my lungs, which are always a little dicky, were acting out last week. But I'm happy to be breathing this week.
So, breathing is a good thing, right?
Breathing is a good thing.
Breathing
I like that.
Breathing is a good thing, right?
You, how did you feel the eclipses?
Well, I think the whole concept, there's three of them this time. Normally there's two, but three, because they're kind of scattered across the heavens. There was one on June 1st, which was kind of an invitation. Then the one last week on Wednesday was the full moon, and that was a total eclipse on the nodes. So there was a lot of activity last week around helping people become conscious, because full moons are illuminative. They have the lights on one side and the other, and then, of course, one of the lights went out, and we went, oh, my God, the light is out, and then it came back, and then we saw the world in a different way. So whenever there's a pulse like that, or basically the electromagnetic reflection of the energy from Earth,
or the symbolic reflection,
But we have that moment where we see the world in a different way, like a strobe light. And I know that the nodes traveling in Gemini and the sun on the south node is a releasing eclipse. So what's been happening is people have been finding out things and going, oh my God, I have to release this. You know, not the least of which was Anthony Weiner's text messaging, you know, he literally released the day after the eclipse. But it also is about releasing and communication. And I think Mercury in Gemini has really been asking each of us, and now he's in Cancer, but he's been asking each of us to really think about what our ideas are, because he's been combust the sun. And on some level, we've been thinking, well, I'm right. And therefore, they must be wrong. And it's like, no, there's lots of versions of reality. And the first eclipse, Mercury was in Taurus, which is very fixed Earth. This one was he was in Gemini, which is changeable, maybe this, maybe that. Now he's going into Cancer, and Cancer makes for a much more emotionally rich, desire to nurture, desire to grow energy. So whatever we saw this last week on the full moon eclipse, we have one more eclipse coming on July 1st that we're building up towards. And Mercury this
week. And Mercury
week,
today is at the same degree that the sun and moon will be on
the eclipse. Right. So he's
so we're getting some information now about what's coming up.
Yes, we're getting information now, and he's also going to be going through the T-square that we've been working with on and off since last summer in the planets that aren't necessarily particularly nice. You know, it's in Uranus and Saturn and Pluto, which, you know, by and large, most people kind of go, you know, they're kind of like the muggers of the zodiac. So,
or the hard teachers.
The hard
teachers,
right.
I think of them as the sensei at the martial arts studio, you know, the master who's going to, you know, it may be for your own good, but they're going to put you through the paces.
Right. They're going to really kick your butt. And so we're all getting our butt kicked on a cosmic level right now. And the idea is illuminate, grow, figure it out, vow to sin no more, and go forth. You know, it's kind of like you're where you are, you know, that's where you are. So no beating yourself up, just kind of, if you don't like it, change it. And I think
that's what I'm seeing also with that T-square that we've been feeling all year long. It's this year's big news that Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus forming three corners of a square. And starting this week, Mercury went over it and opposed Pluto, squared Uranus, squared Saturn, or is squaring Saturn tomorrow. Then the Sun does this, and soon after that, Venus. That when we have the personal planets and the Moon, the personal planets playing in that empty corner of this grand square, we see that grand square as being, you know, what some people call the great disruption. It's the time before which the world was different, and right now we're in the changing time, ecologically, politically, and personally, but the big picture issues where the world has changed since before and after Uranus went into Aries and the Fukushima plant dissolved. Our whole approach to energy, electrical energy, has transformed. It has hit a turning point. It hasn't turned yet, but it's hit a turning point. It's in the process of it. All these big picture changes are happening. The ecosystem is so out of whack. We can see the weather changes are shifting and affecting us on a much larger scale than we had understood before. So we see these changes. I think this month, as the eclipse coming up and all these personal planets hit that empty corner, we're seeing how personally it affects us. So we see what the world needs to do to change, but what do we need to do to change? And I think some of the information brings it home to us this week. You know, I love your description of the eclipse that closed out, you know, it blocked out the light and it comes back on and we see it in a different light. I know, you know, I had the eclipse hit my chart and I had 3 days where I didn't think. But when I came back up, you know, when I went back online, I saw things in a different light. You know, slight shift in priorities, slight shift in energy focus. And I think that this is part of what we're seeing in this process as one planet after the other comes through here. How do we take it home and make it personal and respond to these big picture changes? How is it affecting us? How can we affect the big changes? How can we be part of the political shift? How can we be part of the ecological efforts to turn the country around? Mark, what are you seeing with those?
The way that it moves toward the third eclipse, mm-hmm. and the solar eclipse, we started with solar, then lunar, then solar. It has a nice way of wrapping it up because the sun will be in Cancer, the cardinal sign. And overall, there's a much more cardinal energy to this third of the eclipses. So there's a lot more feeling and responding to things earlier, but now it's a much more decisive energy. So I'm looking forward to the third eclipse as being kind of a solutions-oriented disruption. So however the first two eclipses brought things up, this third one is going to lead us to say, okay, now I see what needs to be done. And I think the focus will be much more on just letting go of what we can't work with and saying, you know, I see what I can work with and, you know, just move ahead. Let go of whatever you can't carry and move on. And so I'm looking forward to the solar eclipse.
Excellent.
And also looking forward to the sun going into Cancer.
To the what?
Sun going into Cancer.
Mm.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
And why is that? That happens tomorrow. What time?
Yep. On the East Coast, it's 1:17, I think. 1:17.
Great.
In the afternoon. So. And it's nice to have it happen, you know, right around with the sun right at the top of the sky. So we get to really feel the summer.
I think it is going to be, it's, you know, simple part of that. There's a really interesting shift in emotional tenor as the sun joins Mercury in Cancer. And, it, you know, it's usually a time when it's about, you know, home picnics. Cancer is about coming home, getting cozy with the family, checking in with one another, sitting around, and kind of reconnecting with roots in a nice way. But we've got Venus and Mars in Gemini, and the energy is all over the charts. This is it's perfect for Pride Week. It's perfect for wild, you know, talking to everybody that you know and networking and communicating. And I think the Venus and Mars in Gemini are also helping us communicate under stress. I'm thinking of my home state of New Mexico right now, which has fires in every corner. We've got the Gila Wilderness is being affected by the fire coming in from Arizona. Santa Fe just had a huge fire. 3,000 acres went up overnight.
Wow.
Right behind Santa Fe. Another fire that just got under control, you know, heading towards Colorado. The whole state is going up like timber, like tinder, dry fire. And it's, you know, really hard on lungs. There's not much oxygen up that altitude anyway. But this is part of the ecosystem shifts that are going on. But I'm seeing the Gemini networking, the ability for people to communicate, get help to each other, keep to the post of what's going on, that Gemini can really be helpful under duress. It can get a little shallow without a challenge because Gemini doesn't naturally deepen. It's fast across the surface. It's the worst of Facebook. It's gossip, you know, on a bad day. It's unconfirmed facts. But on a good day, it offers the gift of, you know, improving the flow of communication between people from heart to heart to get the word out to, you know, dance ideas off each other, to problem solve together, and I think can be really helpful in handling, and I'm watching these communities support each other and handle the process together, and helping groups of firefighters that come in from all over work together to get to make something happen. So, you know, let's think of how in our lives we can use this, the networking capacity right now of Venus and Mars and Gemini, and with the emotional depth of the planet, the aspects that are going on right now.
I think that the emotional depth piece is the part we tend to overlook on the eclipses because they really want us to go deep. They want to kind of clean out the infection or clean out the area that we're really stuck in. And we forget that's part of the purpose of an eclipse is to make way, to make things leave, to help things eclipen, to lift up, to leave, to go. So it can be a lifting up time, too, that there's this energy that we're being asked to work in now that's about what our vision is for ourselves as well as our vision for our future. And what eclipses do is they help old situations or situations that have existed for a while and maybe not been dealt with directly come to light so we can see them and we know we have to make a change. And I think that's the gift and the beauty of them. At the same time, it can be a very, you know, disruptive process because we are being asked to change. And, you know, we as humans don't always like that and aren't always up for it. But I think holding the vision of what we're trying to accomplish in the midst of, well, okay, this isn't really working, but what actually do I want, you know, or what actually am I trying to create here? And what can I do? Because there are always things you can do. And instead of feeling despair, which a few people I know are kind of feeling very overwhelmed, like, you know, they've made horrible choices. And it's like, no, you know, you realized it, you know, until you're dead, you can always change. And giving yourself permission.
That. Mercury moved into that opposition with Pluto last weekend.
I know, and people were really feeling it, man, like that they, you know, just had screwed up their life. And it's like, no, you haven't. It's just where you are right now, you know, can always change. And remembering that that's really what eclipses show us is that even the sun and the moon can change. They, you know, we think of them as being, the sun is always being there, steady, reliable, dependable, same size every day. You know, we think of the moon as being, you know, a luminous growing and waxing and waning, and we don't think of them as being taken away from us or disappearing in the heavens as we watch. So when an eclipse comes, it kind of reminds us that even the lights, even the sun and the moon, our guides in the heaven, can go away. And when they do, we're still okay. We just have to kind of figure out what we're going to do next. And so it's kind of they're reassuring on some level, when you think of them as an indicator of, say, I can leave and I come back and I'll be okay, you can change too. You can change your essence. You can leave and come back. It's okay. You can do this. And I think that's the positive image of the eclipse. So
beautiful.
Yeah, we also
and
have a lot of Neptune
note,
this week.
Can we give out the... let's talk about Neptune.
We got a lot
let's
of Neptune.
Give out the
phone number?
Yep. The phone number.
Our number is 347-215-8881, 347-215-8881. And Heather was setting a personal goal for us that we're going to take callers and we're going to get them in and we're going to limit you. We're going to say, okay, 30 seconds, what's your question? And we'll handle it and move on to the next. So, but the Neptune, let's talk about Neptune first and then take the callers. We do have a few people on the line
it's
already.
It's the moon just conjunct Neptune.
Yep, moon just hit Neptune.
And one of the things that we said about Neptune is there would be, as Neptune went into Pisces, there would be too much water in some parts of the world and not enough in the others, that the issue of whether or not we had water was going to be big. And this summer we can really see the droughts in the south and the flooding in the north as kind of hitting the more extreme cases. Hopefully this will level out over the next 10 years, but I definitely think that water is going to be the key issue. And how is that feeling in people's emotional base, too? How are you feeling it, Anne?
Well, I've definitely noticed that the water is a metaphor for energy. I rent a house on Fire Island, and when there's a lot of water, the ants come up. You know, they leave the ground, and they come in. And they're like, okay, you know, we're moving in with you because it's wet down there. And, you know, it's always kind of, you know, how rainy has it been? Because the ants visit. And so we have a lot of ants this summer. And, you know, the ant traps are out and they're very cute little things. They're not the big ones, they're the cute little sugar ants. But it's always kind of, to my mind, the measure of how much rain the summer has had. And thus far, the summer has had a lot of rain. So we've had a lot of ants.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, kind of that on again, off again energy with ants that, you know, we love, but at the same time, not so much. So
I'm seeing it also in a different approach that people are taking towards developing their intuition. It's not so much kind of structured in old ways as it was when Neptune was in Capricorn in the 80s. It's in the early 90s. It's not so kind of just internet. I've noticed that as Neptune went into out of Aquarius and into Pisces, it's going to go back to Aquarius and go back into Pisces, that people are less focused on Facebook and the internet version of our intuition. And I'm hearing more hunger for people, you know, to say, wow, I haven't really found the spiritual group that I want. Oh, I want to know more about my own spiritual path. Doesn't sit like, you know, what they want a more mystical approach and less organized religion or internet-based, less Aquarius and more mystical experience. And I think, you know, this is just beginning a decade, so it's going to be interesting to see how we take that.
Right, because as we shift out of Aquarius, the whole making your friends through the internet is going to shift because it's now going to want to be more spiritual or more... I don't know. Neptune.
Compassion-based.
We're going to have to find the Neptune image. I don't think I've actually seen it show up yet in the culture where it's going to come from, but I think it will be appearing soon in our lives.
Well, it was interesting that when Neptune went into Pisces was the week they did the release of all the radioactive waste into the ocean in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like charging the ocean with unknown effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sort of see that. We're charging our psyche with unknown effect. Let's see what comes out of that. Mark, how are you seeing it?
Well, it is really definitely in all the water issues. And and that's both on the globe and in our lives. So it's a time when we need to pay attention to what it is that gives us inspiration, but not where we're inundated. You know, there's such a thing as being too inspired, and it's like being in water over your head, and you can't do anything. You can't get your footing. You're just treading water. and you don't know which direction to go. And so we have to be a little careful that we don't get that part of the spiritual message of just sort of drowning in wonderful spiritual awareness, but that's too much. And on the other hand, we don't want the drought, you know, of not knowing which way to commit to try to get some sort of spiritual awareness. So there's a sort of a middle ground that we all need to be on. And we have to know where the shoreline is, but we have to know where the high desert is, too. I've got lost wandering around up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of the work, actually. As Neptune sort of finishes with Aquarius, and then go back in, finish up there, and then come back into Pisces full time. And in a way, when Neptune goes back into Aquarius, that's a time that we can take the high ground and sort of map out a plan and see where we can balance out our need for a spiritual connection. And then when Neptune arrives once more at Pisces, we'll be ready for it. So I think this, we got kind of a taste of what it can be to be, you know, on too high a seat. And now Neptune will ease off. We can figure it out and know what to do. So that's the job.
Well, good. Is there any, I think we should give out our phone number.
Well, we've got callers. We can just take them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, go ahead and give it out. And
347-215-8881. 347-215-8881.
And we're going to ask the callers to be, yes, hello.
We got 660. You there?
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. Did you have a question?
I do. My name is Maggie, and I can give you my birth date.
Okay.
Yes.
It's 6/22/1985.
Mm-hmm.
9:28 p.m. in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And what's your question?
Well, my birthday is on Wednesday, and the past few years have been pretty intense and transformational, and I was just kind of calling to ask if you can see a general theme or current that I'm going to be moving into this next year of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could paint a picture of that or along those lines.
Okay. And are you still living in Indianapolis?
No, I live in Missouri now.
Okay, what part?
Mm-hmm.
Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri. Okay, so we'll relocate you to Columbia and look at what your chart's like there.
So you know it's going to be a kind of a big year for you. You've got some wonderful contradictions in your chart. I have you down for June 22nd, 1985, 9:28 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're born with the Sun and Mars conjunct in Cancer. And you've already been through so many changes over the last couple of years. You're coming out of a long haul. And this is a big grow-up year already as Saturn moves into square your Mercury. And just asking you to, you know, concentrate and be as grown-up as you can be. You won't have to be this grown-up forever.
Okay.
That you're in the last, year of finishing out a cycle that you really need to just kind of hang in there and hold. This is the eclipse coming up. It's going to be directly on your Mars. And Neptune is trining your Sun, so your intuition may be working well. But
mm-hmm.
you've got a new life starting in about a year and a half, a new 30-year cycle starting in a year and a half.
Okay.
So this year you may not be able to express your will the way you would like, and it may feel like a lot of karmic cleanup.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be important for you to just not feel like this is going to be going on forever. No worry about it. But just put one foot in front of the other in a good way, like be karmically clean, and get to know yourself as it's almost like you're running a steeplechase, and you get one problem solved, and it feels like there's another one in front of you. It won't be like this forever. But while it's happening, if you can just be karmically clean, be good. Don't kind of give in or fight. Just stand strong and try to figure out what the best way is, and know that you're on a steep learning curve, and all of this will be a real gift to you in the next cycle. Everything that you're learning, everything that you're coming to understand through this. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, there's...
And what are you... Yeah?
Well, I think with the eclipse in the sixth house, the nodes have been going through there the last couple of years. So that's brought a lot of changes in your daily routines and your rituals and how you kind of perceive yourself. So the eclipse that happens... Huh? Yep.
Oh, I became a mother, and then I just found out that I'm expecting again, so...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it looks like you're pregnant this year.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, no, you've got, you know, but it is major changes, and then as a Cancer, you know, kind of that growing up and kind of coming into your own. So, that, you know, it's a whole new life coming in. Mm-hmm. So part of with your daily routines and how you structure them and change them, you're really also redefining what you want in partnerships and what your vision is for your life. Now, Cancers often are here to nurture and to raise little people as one of their big jobs, but they also nurture for a living, meaning you can, you know, do work that gets you paid to take care of people, meaning, you know, you can run, you can take care of people in a restaurant, you can take care of people at a producer. And it looks like
are
there's changes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you in any form of schooling?
I am right now, yes.
And what are you in school for?
Writing, poetry.
Writing, okay. I think you're really good at that, and with a Sun-Neptune opposition, you may need a practical feed-the-kid job in the meantime.
Yeah.
And if you do, something in the health field where you are caring for people, just like Anne said, where you're a professional mother, but you're doing it not in a way that leaves you exhausted.
Okay.
So it may be studying some form of practical healing skill that
practical
could support healing. You while you're a poet writing your poetry.
Okay.
Mark, what do you see?
The Neptune opposite Sun in your chart, that's a very strong theme for you to have to deal with. And it's also opposite the Mars. So it can leave you kind of like really strongly idealistic and wanting to, you know, follow your ideals and your vision. And but finding it very hard to be practical at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And with your North Node in Taurus, it's a similar kind of thing where it's very difficult for you to ground yourself and, you know, make it realistic. And you're overly sensitive, on the other hand. So, and a lot of times the overly sensitive part of it takes over. So, you just basically have to grab hold of yourself sometimes and remind yourself to throw an anchor out there and get hooked up to something. And, you know, don't wait for the ideals to materialize. But rather, you know, stay connected. Be honest to something so that your energy is really pulling something rather than... So
I think we've only gotten one call so far.
Yeah, we only have 60 seconds left.
Yeah.
So good luck with the new baby, Maggie. When's she due?
Yeah.
It will be around the end of January.
Nice. A little Aquarius Capricorn baby. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be right in your first house. That'll be lovely. Their sun will light your life up. They'll be a good little baby for you.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, and I think if we're wrapping up, is there anything else that you want to say, Mark, about the week ahead?
No, just keep going on these eclipses, and welcome summer.
And Anne,
I would say remember to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. This is one of those weeks where people are not going to hear each other properly because Mercury is filtering through emotions. So when you hear something and you get upset or you get emotionally distraught or you get insulted or whatever, just kind of pause and say, so what did you just say? And verify before you get crazy. Because Mercury is in water, so he kind of doesn't really hear clearly. It's like he's got water in his ears.
And he wants to tell the story.
And he wants to tell the story, and he's also reacting emotionally. So before you react emotionally, just make sure you really hear them correctly. That's what I would
suggest. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from St. Paul, Minnesota. All of us do private readings. And take a moment tomorrow around 1 for the summer solstice to really come back to yourself and think how you can nurture yourself, how you can feel nurtured by the world around you, and how you can nurture your whole surroundings. Really come back and celebrate life on the longest day. Saying goodbye, we have Mark.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mark Wolf, New York City.
And Ann Ortley at my bright red desk. And remember, Mark and I talk at the Open Center on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 7:30. So you can stop by and see us in person there in New York City, of course. Take care, guys. See you all next week.
Take care. Goodbye.
Bye now.